And it's been a good 5 years, I think, since this gentleman's been in our studios to talk about that the bison herd. You go up by the Willow Lake, and that's where that herd is. And Daryl Meister in our studios. It's been way too long, Daryl. We got to start quit doing this every 5 years and like every couple of months. How about that?
Yes, sir, Bart, Rich. You know, it's COVID didn't help.
Yeah.
Had to kind of take a break there because of the COVID thing, and we couldn't get anybody together. And so, yeah, it's been way too long. But, yeah, I just flew 3,500 miles just to meet with you to chat about the bison herd that's had its ups and downs over the past. We started this 9 years ago, mm-hmm. had the herd. We got the herd going 8 years ago with we had six cows from the Culbertson herd from Mr. Couts, and we got a young bull from the Crane Trust at that time. And from that seven or eight animals we started with, we have two left with us, the bull and one heifer, and she's had a calf every year since. So it's been quite an experience.
So you say you got 16 adults and around eight calves. Is that what you had?
Okay. Well, right now, currently the herd is at 14 cows and two bulls, and we currently have eight calves on the 14 cows. We should have another calf today, I think.
So, and today. Today is going to be the day.
I think so.
Wow.
She looked ready. She looked on the verge yesterday evening when I was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you never can tell. Mother Nature has its own way of doing things.
You just got done recently. You said a little presentation with the St. Pat's kids. Is that right?
Right. I got here on May 6th. A week later, May 13th, I had the opportunity to chat with, I believe it was 5th, 6th, and 7th graders there at St. Pat's. About a 45-minute program that I have. And then the 6th grade class had the opportunity to come out and do a field trip. And it didn't go quite as planned because the cows that had calves on them stayed a good distance away, but we did get the two bulls and six cows up close and personal with them. So that was a great opportunity.
So, and if folks want to come out, you encourage folks to come out and watch and see the herd, don't you?
Oh, just keep your distance, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, I mean, if people want to come out and have a personal tour, they can always try and reach out to me and we can arrange something. Unfortunately, because of logistics and cost and things, we don't always have the herd over by the bison viewing area that the state recreation folks have set up over there. But again, you know, that's maybe something we could work on in the future with the state and the feds.
So you say you just flew back here recently from Hawaii, right?
Correct. Right,
all right.
Right, right.
How many months of the year do you stay over there?
Too many. Right. My background is I was with the class of 1978 here mm-hmm. at McCook High School. Was on the state championship cross country team of 1977, which was no extraordinary athletes. We just kind of did it.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I spent 24 years with the Marine Corps Reserves, retired as a Chief Warrant Officer 3 in 2002. Spent a couple years at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, transferred to Colorado State, and I was recruited out of Colorado State to go to Hawaii for my horticulture degree. And I figured I'd spend a couple, 3 years in Hawaii, come back to this area. Well, things change when you get married.
I bet. Yes, they do.
And so it's one of those things you can take the boy out of Nebraska, but not Nebraska out of the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got hooked on the bison industry in about 2011, and here we are.
And you've been with it ever since, and you love every minute of it, don't you?
I tell you what, when you get out there with the herd, it's just amazing what you can learn from animals.
Daryl brought a lot of things in front of me here at the studios here, but you had most recently, you know, some of the McCook teams, not just McCook teams, but I think a lot of the area teams, but McCook softball team for their schedule this, I think it's past year, had a picture taken right up close to the herd. That's amazing.
Right, Randy. Someone contacted Randy, who manages my herd while I'm not here, and he was able to get the herd up there with some range cubes, and then the softball team, the softball ladies, were able to stand very casually in front of the herd while they were consuming the range cubes. So we encourage, well, the opportunity's there. Just let me put it that way.
Yeah.
The opportunity's there for the local herd out there at Hugh Butler Lake area for local people to contact us and see if we can work with you on making sure that it's utilized in a respectful manner.
That's cool. That's it's just if folks could see this, and I'm sure a lot of the girls have their own posters and stuff like that. And yeah, the herd is right in the background. I mean, they're not too far away.
I would say they're within 20 yards or
so. Yeah, very much. Great picture. Great picture. He also brought in a little material on bison, America's original red meat. A lot of folks consume bison meat, don't they?
Well, let's put it this way. I know this is beef country, but the bison have been around, or they were here 20,000 years prior to the beef people. The bison were almost extinct back in the 1860s. The federal government, you know, had a program to get rid of them so they could kind of get rid of the Native Americans. It kind of went hand in hand. And thanks to President Roosevelt, the herd was saved in Yellowstone by putting, actually, they were finally protected by the U.S. Army. And so the bison in North America were down to probably under 1,000 animals at that time. Currently, the herds, primarily in private ranches, is around 500,000. Between Canada and North America, 500,000. On an annual basis, the slaughter is about 10% of that. So the bison industry only slaughters about 50,000 head a year compared to the cattle industry that slaughters over or close to 100,000 head a day. So it's not like we're in competition or anything, but it's a very healthy, lean, low cholesterol, high iron meat that people might want to consider in their diet.
You've also, Daryl, have written a lot of articles, pieces, Nebraska Land Magazine, and things like that over the years involving your bison herd, haven't you?
Well, there's the Nebraska Land had a great article, the February 2020 photo contest, and the bison were featured in that particular Nebraska Land Magazine. And Nebraska Land, the title on the article is The Soul of the Prairie. So I guess that kind of wraps things up in a way as far as the bison were the dominant, and they still were the keystone animal that formed the prairies and the topsoil that the local farmers and ranchers are currently grazing or farming on. Without the bison, the topsoil and such wouldn't have existed. Bison originated in Asia. They migrated to North America during the last ice age, 20,000 years ago. The Native Americans followed them from Asia. And here we are. It's been quite an adventure.
Do you see that herd getting any bigger? Is it just the right size for you right now?
At the peak, right before the drought a couple of years ago, we were at 42 animals. Yeah. And we only have 240 acres, so we were pushing the limit. We had 20 cows, 20 calves, and 2 bulls at that time. So the drought came along. We had to downsize dramatically, just like a lot of the local cattle guys, ranchers. And we're very comfortable right now at the 16 animals we have, or the adult animals we have. I'm limited by land. I don't have enough land to graze.
Mm-hmm.
If we had more land, we definitely could use more animals.
Are you looking to do that, or are you just probably not at this time, or...
Interest rates are not at where they should be to expand right now.
Right, right. Understandable. Understandable.
You know, it has to be a... You have to look at it from a couple perspectives, and currently 10% interest rates really aren't very inclined to expanding.
Daryl's just... I'm glad he came by because, yeah, as you talked about, you want to get the word out. There's a herd out there. If folks would like to know more about it, the opportunity is there. To come out and check it out, huh?
Exactly, yeah. And we have done showings in the past. But again, you know, there's a cost, logistics, weather, everything's involved, and making sure the herd is where it needs to be when the grass is ready to graze or not graze.
Well, sure, this rain's really helped out. I'm sure it's growing grass like crazy out there now.
Last year was too much rain at one time. Mm-hmm. We had, what, 10 inches
that
one day?
Yeah, we had a lot of rain at one time.
Everybody had a great kochia crop and marijuana crop last year. Oh, last year was the year of the weeds.
Uh-huh.
This year seems to be the year of the snakes. We have seen so many snakes already. I actually witnessed a bull snake killing a rattlesnake just a few days ago.
Really?
Out there. I mean... Talk about back to Mother Nature. That was pretty bizarre.
Yeah. So you see a lot of snakes out there, huh?
This year, I've seen too many.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I've never seen the... They've always said that bull snakes control rattlesnakes. And sure enough, I witnessed it.
Yeah. So, how long are you back here in town for?
Right now, I'm scheduled to leave around June 13th, but that may be extended.
Okay. Very good.
So again, I'm going to leave my contact information with you folks
sure,
today.
Sure, you bet.
And if your listeners want to get a little more information or come out and chat about the herd, they can reach out to me.
You bet. And is there any other sites you go to or you recommend folks go to more on bison herds that you maybe?
Well, the biggest organization out there as far as bison is the National Bison Association.
Okay.
They're located in Westminster, Colorado. Currently, there's about 500 members in that organization. They have an annual winter conference during the Denver Stock Show. Almost half of the people or the members show up at that annual conference, and then they do have a summer conferences all around the nation, four regions. So I believe there's a summer conference in Kansas just a couple weeks from now. So people might want to check out the National Bison Association website.
Do you go to a lot of those? Try to?
I did before COVID.
Yeah.
But for some reason, airline tickets have doubled since COVID. And I'm still flying the same airline.
Right, right.
So,
right.
You know, there's a cost to everything.
There certainly is. And again, well, if folks want to once again get in touch with Daryl, give us a call. We'll have his number and everything, and go out and again check out the herd and then the adults and the calves right now. Pretty cute calves are right now, aren't they?
You can hardly not want to go up and pet them.
Right.
But
I'm sure the adults do not want that.
But do not.
Do not. He's got a sign. Do not interact with the bison. Yeah. Yeah. The calves are by themselves. It might be a thing, but you got mom.
Mom is right there.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Yeah.
Great to talk to you again, sir.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's try to do something annually
or
something.
Yes.
Or, you know, if I'm not here, we can always do a phone conference.
There we go.